Hello, welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back to episode 2 of Vlogcast. This is AJ. We're on day 2, baby. We made it 2 days in a row. Today is May 15th, 2018. It's 9:40 p.m. Let's get this thing going. All right, so you're probably wondering, what's that noise I hear? Well, I'm currently sitting out under the stars. It's 9:40, so it's not quite pitch black, but you can see the stars. And you hear bullfrogs and these little tree frogs and crickets. And yeah, it's too nice of a night to be sitting inside. I took a break from watching Twitch. Watching Sam Sheffer play PUBG. He's playing some custom games. If you don't know who Sam Sheffer is, please go give him a follow on all his socials at Sam Sheffer. He's like the dopest dude on the internet right now. Definitely like the best community of people on Twitch who follow him. So definitely give them a follow. But today was a busy day. I worked a job number 2. Now, job number 2 is delivery. I deliver food. It's great. It's not great. It's terrible. I work for a company called Grubhub. If you don't know what Grubhub is, pretty much people go on an app and they order food from a restaurant, and then through the app I get a notification to go pick it up, and people can tip. I get money for the delivery, I get money for the mileage from the restaurant to the person's house, and then the person can choose to tip me or not, which is also like one of my favorite things to look at, see how much people actually tip delivery drivers. I did not understand the concept of tipping delivery drivers until I actually became a delivery driver. It's terrible. People just don't care. Like tonight, for example, I signed up for probably like 4 hours worth of time to deliver. And during those 4 hours, if I only get one delivery, they still give me a minimum of $10. Grubhub, like, really takes care of its drivers. So, but the downside is I can't deny any orders. So if I see someone sending an order and I can see, you know, they're ordering like $70 worth of food and they're not tipping me anything, I can't deny it or else I get no money, which is terrible, which happened tonight. I had a couple orders, definitely wasn't reaching the minimum of $40 I was going to make. And then I think my shift ended at 7. At like 6:50, I got an order come in, and no tip, nothing. It was terrible. And then I got to the restaurant and it's like $75 worth of food. It's like, cool, thanks. Don't tip your delivery drivers, apparently. And it was like in a really, really rich neighborhood in my town. It sucked. It sucked. I'm just recording straight from my phone, so if the audio kind of gets louder and quieter, it's because I'm literally holding my phone in my hand. So yeah, that was today. It ended up being a beautiful day. I was a little concerned because I need new wiper blades, and I've been putting it off for months now, since the last time it snowed here in Rochester. It was probably 4 weeks ago now. I was on my way back from job number 3, I was at a school shooting some photos, and I was on my way back, and it was just like instant snowstorm out of nowhere. It didn't make sense, but it was like literally so bad I couldn't see like a tenth of a mile ahead of me. My windshield wipers were just ripped GG. Like they're literally ripped. They're torn. They're like terrible. And I was like, oh, well, you know, it's nice weather. I'm not going to need it. So I started working today, and it was raining, and I was like, oh shit, am I gonna have to like go to the auto shop or whatever and grab some new grab some new wiper blades, but lucked out. The storm passed. It became super sunny. It got really humid for a hot second, but then it just, like, cooled down. The second, like, the sun set, it was just beautiful. It was gorgeous. I went down to the lake. For those who don't know, Rochester, New York, like, sits right on Lake Ontario. And Lake Ontario looks, like, if you're standing on the shores of it, it looks like the ocean. Like, we have beaches with sand. It looks like an ocean. There's waves coming in, like, big waves sometimes. So I went down to this little spot in my town. I live in Webster. It's east of Rochester. And I live about a mile from the lake. So I just went down to this little pier. Everyone was there. It was full. Everyone was out fishing and walking the pier. And it was beautiful. I took some photos. It's on my Twitter if you'd like to go see. But it was just like the water was so peaceful. This, like, there was not a single cloud in the sky. It was gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. I just put all of my windows down. I cranked up the music. I just tried to enjoy the time that I had in between deliveries, because there are times where it's like I get one delivery an hour, and then there's times where I get like six deliveries in an hour, and it's all over the place. So today was, started out bad with the weather, ended up beautiful. I woke up, I showered, it was great. I was gonna go get my car washed today. My dad has such bad luck with car washes. Like, he went yesterday to get, like, this detail done, like, everything done, and it just rains today. And yesterday he was like, you need to go get your car washed tomorrow. The worst luck with car washes. Glad I didn't go get it washed, but it definitely needs a wash. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But I had put out on my Facebook, changing subjects completely, I put out on my Facebook page, because a lot of my friends that I know come from Facebook. A lot of my friends IRL in real life come from Facebook. I put out on there that I'd be willing to co-host this show. Hold on one second. Co-host this podcast, and I got a couple people who messaged me and who even commented on the post that are looking into potentially co-hosting with me. One of my friends, super film buff, he went to school for film and media, and he's made a couple short films, so I'd love to get him on the show, talk to him about some up-and-coming films, films that are going through the festival kind of market right now, before hitting the big screens, and then also some films that are in the, you know, big screen, on the big screens, and some Netflix films. Really sit down and talk to him about that, because I love films. I love watching movies. I'm not the biggest fan of huge, huge blockbusters like The Avengers. I still haven't seen The Avengers. My dad yells at me all the time because he'll reference it. I'm like, please don't spoil it for me. I don't know how I've avoided spoilers this long, but I have. I'm not like the biggest fan of blockbusters. I like tinier films, smaller films. Like, one of my favorite films I've seen in the past year has to be Call Me By Your Name. Oh my gosh, if you have not seen that film, you're missing out. You really are. I had seen the book was on a bestseller list last year around this time, and it was because it was making its way through, like, Cannes and all those film festivals. So I read the book, and I was like, I'll give the book a try. I read the book, instantly fell in love. I think I read it in, like, 24 hours. It was addicting and beautiful. And then I saw the trailer for the film, and I saw who was playing Armie Hammer and Timothée Chalamet. Best cast that they could have chosen. Honestly, the best cast. And I was really, really excited about it. And then the theaters around my town like the big theaters didn't play it. A tiny theater played it. It's literally called the Little Theater in Rochester. And I, for some reason, I just wasn't able to go see it in theaters, which I'm kind of happy about because I finally watched it a couple weeks ago. And I sobbed like a baby. I sobbed like a baby. That movie made me feel things. Oh my gosh. For those who don't know, it's a film set in Italy back in the, I want to say 80s. I think the book is set in the 70s, but I think they moved it to the, I think it's the late 70s. Yeah, I think it's definitely late 70s. And it's just this, like, coming-of-age tale of this young teenage boy. He's probably 16, 17 years old, coming to terms with his sexuality. And it's just, oh, it's filmed so beautifully. And the music is amazing. And it's just really good. I highly suggest you watch it. And the version I saw did not have subtitles for the Italian, but, like, I feel like I didn't miss anything. Because the acting was so good. So yeah, I'm really interested in films and filmmaking and some directors who are really making some great things this year. So I definitely want to get my friend on here, talk about, you know, some of his inspiration. I also have another friend who I want to bring on who is super into design and graphic design. And I have a lot of design friends because I was a design major, a photo and design major back in college. So I definitely want to come talk about some modern design, things that people are working on, things that are inspiring to them, some commercial things, some artistic things. So it's definitely something to look for in the future. I do want to get about a week's worth of my own content down, though. I definitely want to get a week's worth of me just talking to a telephone, a cell phone, and get comfortable with my awkwardness. Because I listened back to yesterday's, and I was not aware about how many times I say or like, and I really need to work on that. I really, really do. And one way I want to work on that is outlining what I want to talk about in the episode. But the thing about, like, this vlog kind of style is it's literally just me rambling, like, about my day. So I don't know if having a structure will kind of ruin the flow of things. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm about to... It's a short episode today, only about 12, 13, 14 minutes. I'm just going to enjoy this weather, sit outside with my dog, have a drink or two. Tomorrow is another busy day. I've got a lot of design work I need to do tomorrow, getting some files, so I'm going to be doing that. And then also working job number two again, delivering food. At least we have good weather. Delivering in the snowstorms this year was just a pain in the ass. It was definitely not fun. So, that's it for today, guys. Thanks again for listening. Yesterday, I got like 15, 20 hits already. Like, I don't understand who's listening to this. Whoever you are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can follow me on all my socials at AJXGear, G-E-R-E is that last name. And look for another episode tomorrow. Sorry this was a little bit late in the day. I just wasn't able to get around to it until now, but... Yeah. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.